This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney. He once served as the number three man in the Air Force as Vice Chief of Staff for the Air Force. He's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts as he awaits, along with the rest of us, the president's announcement of his Afghan war strategy from West Point this evening. And General, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, one thing we do know, at least we think we know, is that the additional troop level will be 30,000. Obviously, there's a lot of other aspects to this strategy than just the troop numbers. General McChrystal, of course, asked for 40,000. What do you make of this? Some say he's trying to keep a foot in both camps in terms of the conservatives and the liberals. Others say that he's obviously gone through a number of different strategies and this one looks the best. What do you make of it?
Well, I find it interesting that he is parsing a little bit, probably to make it look on his left. But there's no question if he gets those 30,000 troops over there expeditiously, which they're talking about, getting them there by this summer, in fact, that will be helpful. They'll know if it's enough. Some people can say you ought to send the full team in, the full 40,000. The president's hoping that the NATO allies will help him on that. So it is going to be interesting. I think the jury's still out on it.
General, do you believe that 30,000 troops can do what we need to get done?
Well, if we have the right strategy, Greg, and that is to protect the people, to disrupt, degrade, and disarm both Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, if those are the objectives, not to make a Jeffersonian democracy, but to protect the people and then to defeat the Taliban, then I think that is good. They have to work the Pakistan issue very closely, though. What he says about Pakistan is going to be very important.
What do you hope to hear on that front?
Well, I hope to hear that he's working closely with Pakistan. And look, we all know that Pakistan is on the verge of going either way. It's clearly in our interest that they stay on our side of the fence. Now, we're not very popular in Pakistan, and part of the problem is the Saudis are continuing to fund these madrasas over there, which is radicalizing a lot of normal Pakistanis. So we need to talk to the Saudis about that. Frankly, I think we ought to be getting $10 billion a year out of the Saudis to help fight this war on terror. And by the way, I'm not happy that the president doesn't know what to call it. He ought to get with it and get the right terms. And there are a number of other things that he's got to do, like not try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in New York City and not try our own Navy SEALs when they capture a high-value terrorist and a guy gets a punch in the face because he probably was trying to resist or something. Look, he's got to do a lot more things on this Pakistan to show that he's serious in this global war against radical Islam.
General, the other issue we're hearing that the president will probably talk about to some extent tonight is the exit strategy and possibly multiple exit strategies depending on conditions. We're already hearing folks on Capitol Hill kind of resurrect the same debate when the Bush administration refused to do that. Some say it's important to set a timeline so our allies know what's expected of them. Others say if you do that, our enemies are going to know to wait us out and create chaos once we leave. How do you see it?
Well, I don't like timelines. That's like going to a football game and you're going to tell them what you're going to do in the fourth quarter, no matter what the score is. You don't know. You have to wait until the conditions on the ground manifest themselves and you know the right decisions to handle at that time. I know the president is probably going to announce that in July of 2011, he wants to begin the transitioning period to hand over. Well, that's probably all right to say that because we do need to let the Karzai government and the Afghan people know that we expect that they have certain measures of performance that they must meet. But don't call it an exit strategy, whatever he does.
General, what else do you hope to hear from the president? We mentioned the troop levels. We've talked about Pakistan. We've talked about timetables. In terms of overall strategy, you mentioned security first and working out from there. What else does he need to clarify tonight?
Well, I think he's got to talk to our troops and make sure that they know that he is committed. This is probably the most important thing. This tenuous period in which he was going through a debate for 3 months with inside the administration gives an indication of weakness. And everybody knows or I think most people know they're in, that George Bush, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, did not want to do the surge. It was the president that was convinced that that was the right thing to do. He didn't want a tie. He wanted a victory in Iraq. And so it's very important that the president be out front and be leading this. And frankly, with all his efforts on health care and cap and trade and a whole host of other things, he does not look like he's taking his commander-in-chief hat seriously. So I hope he comes across when he delivers this. And then I hope in the days that follow, he'll tell the left that victory is important and define what he means by victory. But let's not go along and say, we want a tie or, the words that do not indicate success. He's got to be very aggressive and very much in a positive sign that he's giving to the American people, that he is convinced that this is the right thing to do.
General, we'll certainly be watching tonight, as I know you will be. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.